something cut by rain along the edge of a road.
Now we call those gullies.
Okay. And, okay, something. You mentioned a hill. Is there there are other names for things similar to a hill? I mean, a little rise of land, maybe not as big as a hill, maybe shaped a little bit.
I say a hump. A hump, have you ever heard
that? What's that?
Well, just a mound. Uh-huh. Either a mound or a hump, H-U-M-P.
Okay.
That's all I can think of, anything smaller than, a hill.
Okay, say, if you wanted to open the door, you'd take hold of the door.
No.
Okay. Use that word about land.
Like a knob.
Just knob.
Oh yes, you could.
Do you use
a knob could mean a hill. Yes, it could.
It's okay. And something much bigger than a hill would be a
mountain.
Okay. And the side of the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp.
Slow.
Okay, but suppose you have sort of a part overhanging, and then there's a big drop. Like you say, somebody jumped off.
The ravine?
What's a ravine?
I think of ravine as being two mountains or two hills that's coming down into a point, and down at the bottom is a ravine.
Is that
the word you're talking about too, you could jump from the ledge on the side of the mountain.
What about the word cliff?
Cliff, yeah. I've heard of that. See, I just didn't think of it.
What do you picture that as?
A cliff?
Uh-huh.
Well, I sort of think of it as a bluff. We do have bluffs around here, and maybe there'll be rocks protruding out, see, sort of makes a cliff that has a long drop off.
Yeah. Okay. And, say, up in the mountains, where the road goes across in a low place, not really in a, you're still up in the mountains, you're not down in a valley, but just sort of a place between the mountains, a low place between the mountains. You'd call that a...
Okay. Yeah.
I can't think of anything.
You ever hear of Cumberland?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you use that word gap?
Yes. In fact, of course, with us, it's cattle gaps or water gaps.
What's that?
Well, a cattle gap is just you had a cattle in a field. And, or you might, some people even have a cattle in the field that's near enough to their house that they have to use the same. They have to keep the driveway open to go in to and from their house.
Mm-hmm.
Yet the cattle are—they're in a field that's not actually fenced away from the house lot. And the cattle gaps are just they're boards. See, they're over a sort of a gully or a ditch, and they're boards or two by fours or something, and they're just spaced at enough distance that a cow can't actually walk across them because their hoofs. See, get on down between these, but yet a car can come and go and you don't close them. So that's a cattle gap. And a water gap is, say, you have a fenced in pasture, say, with cows or something, and yet a creek runs through there. And you're fencing it in. When you come to the creek, you'll just fence on across that creek, but yet you can. It'll be wire stretched across,